bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash. Your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Matt Michalowski. The red carpet was rolled out as the 96th Academy Awards took place yesterday. A show filled with memorable and hilarious moments, like a floating card containing the nominations for Best Costumes. Oh wait, that was just the naked John Cena. The awards themselves were dominated by the likes of Oppenheimer, winning 7 total awards, including Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor and Supporting Actor, and more. Upon his acceptance speech, Cillian Murphy, who played the role of Oppenheimer, stated, "We made a film about a man who created the atomic bomb, and for better or worse, we're all living in Oppenheimer's world." Director of the film, Christopher Nolan, who won his first Oscar after years of nominations and snubs, gave a passionate acceptance speech focused around the film industry itself. "Movies are just a little bit over 100 years old," he said, adding, "We don't know where this incredible journey is going from here, but to know that you think that I'm a meaningful part of it means the world to me." Former President Donald Trump spoke on his concerns over social media and the reoccurring discussion of the TikTok ban once again in the headlines. "Without TikTok, you can make Facebook bigger, and I consider Facebook to be the enemy of the people," Trump said in an interview with CNBC TV. The popular short-form video app, owned by Chinese internet company ByteDance, has been under the microscope as many U.S. lawmakers believe the company can share users' data at the behest of the Chinese government. Many attempts to ban the app or pressure ByteDance to sell have not come to fruition since the app's explosion in popularity in 2020. The latest attempt is currently being made by President Joe Biden and his administration, where Biden himself has said that he will sign a bill to ban the app if Congress passes it. Trump, however, fears a TikTok ban will only benefit the likes of Meta and Facebook, stating, "I'm not looking to make Facebook double the size. And if you ban TikTok, Facebook and others, most likely Facebook, will be a big beneficiary. And I think Facebook has been very busy." In local news, police responded to a domestic incident in Hamilton, New Jersey last night, resulting in a shootout that left one officer injured and the suspect killed. Details of how the incident broke down are still unknown. However, the Attorney General's office says that at some point, the suspect grabbed a rifle and exchanged gunfire with the officers on the call. The officer injured is expected to recover after surgery. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash. Your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Matt Michalowski.
Thanks for tuning in to The Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out The Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.